And one of the new Hamas legislators in the Palestinian parliament will be Mariam Farhat. Farhat says her primary goal is to bring Palestinians closer to Islam. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Prayers frequently interrupt conversations with Mariam Farhat in the living room of her modest home at the end of an alley in Gaza City. Farhat is a mother of 10, and she's awaiting her 30th grandchild. She first rose to prominence in Gaza 4 years ago after one of her sons was shot dead by Israeli troops after he killed 5 young Israelis at a Jewish settlement. Farhat appeared in a farewell video with her son shot just before the attack. In the video, Farhat holds a gun and blesses her son's upcoming operation. Afterwards, Farhat told reporters she wished she had 100 sons to sacrifice. In fact, 2 more of her sons were killed in subsequent operations. Farhat became a star during the recent Hamas campaign for parliament. Her picture adorns posters all over Gaza, alongside those of slain Hamas leaders. Echoing those leaders, Farhat says there can never be peace with Israel as long as it occupies Palestinian land. But she says her first priority as a lawmaker is to encourage Palestinians to deepen their connection to Islam.
We are already a Muslim and Islamic society, but what we need is to have more commitment to the Islamic rules and to Islam.
For example, she says she would like to see the sale of alcohol banned in Gaza, and she wants women to wear the hijab, the traditional Muslim scarf, as well as long-sleeved modest dresses. But Farhat says these issues shouldn't be regulated by law, but encouraged through a campaign of education.
If someone drinks alcohol in his house, he will not damage anyone, hurt anyone. But if he drinks it in the street, he will hurt the others and provoke the others. The same for the women. If she doesn't put the hijab outside the house, there are bad people outside, young generations who will be provoked and not respect her.
Some Palestinian analysts say the reforms Farhat is seeking won't be easy. Iyada Sarraj, a prominent Gaza psychiatrist, says Mariam Farhat is an important symbol of resistance to Israel. But he says most Palestinians don't want Hamas to make major changes in their way of life.
For the Palestinian Muslims in general, although they are deeply believing in Islam, they are secular in outlook. They want to see government that is not encouraging corruption, that can enforce the law and order, respect human rights, respect democratization, and open up to the other cultures. I believe that Palestinian society is not for an Islamic government as such.
But Farhat and her fellow Hamas parliament members disagree. They say they were elected to deepen Palestinians' connection to Islam. And they say they will do whatever they can to accomplish this. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.